This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. The Palestinians teaching children about death, their own deaths and the deaths of Israelis. You can't make this stuff up. This is a report from the Times of Israel this spring. Gaza kids put on play about stabbing, killing Israelis. Young children, goes the subhead, brandishing toy knives and guns, act out violent scenes in event broadcast on Hamas television. We welcome Itamar Marcus, director of Palestinian Media Watch, which is an NGO in Israel watching especially the way the Palestinian society shapes its future, its children. Itamar, a very good evening to you. This story struck me as very strange, and we've had another story like it recently where high school students were acting out killing Israelis. Who is driving this? This says Hamas TV. Is this also on the West Bank? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Absolutely. The ones who have been driving this historically are the Palestinian Authority itself, the Fatah Party of Mahmoud Abbas. We have been documenting their teaching children for years that they have to kill Israelis, teaching their people that they have to kill Israelis. Sometimes they're taught it's for nationalistic Palestinian reasons. Sometimes they're taught it's for Islamic reasons, that Jews are all destined to be killed. But whichever way you look at it, Jews are said to be killed. And if a Palestinian kills a Jew and goes to jail, the Palestinian Authority rewards him with a high salary. So they cover it from all different angles.
We saw a report that the president of the Palestinian Authority himself, just in recent days, told the parents of murderers who carried out a series of shootings and said that we are all mourning. This is Abbas's words, that it is our fate and we can't escape it. But he said that their sons will be called martyrs. In other words, extolling the activities of Muhammad al-Azi and I think Abu Dram Jamal Soba, and they will reach heaven together with other martyrs. And they're setting a message to the children. And in addition, they've allocated additional funds to those who carried out attacks. So pay to slay continues. And the American government, in the meantime, announces, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars going to hospitals, to other things. But we know that it's all fungible.
Absolutely. And I'll say it even further than that. The Palestinian Authority doesn't say that martyrdom is acceptable. They say that martyrdom is the ultimate ideal. And let me give you an example from the Prime Minister Shtayyeh's talk that he gave a few months ago. And this is a direct quote. Martyrdom is a medal of honor, an honor for those who were killed for the sake of God. The martyrs are heroes. The heroes have identifying features. Their blood is perfume. Their souls hover in paradise together with the righteous and the prophets. They have a crown of honor. It goes on and on. This is the Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority needs terrorists, and the fear of death is really a great deterrent. So the Palestinian Authority tells its people, don't fear death, because that's actually the best thing that can happen to you. You're going straight to Allah, to heaven. So they turn it around, and they turn death as not something you want to avoid, but something that you want to aspire to. And they don't wait for adults to start hearing this. They actually are teaching this to their children as well. And I can give you endless examples, but let me just give you one example from just a few weeks ago. Literally, the PLO has a summer camp, and they showed videos of the summer camp, and you see a whole group, probably 10 or 15 young girls, probably 11 or 12, and they're standing up sort of straight at attention like soldiers. And what did they say? They talk about a boy who wanted to be a martyr. And this is the quote what the girl said. He went home to bid farewell, goes to his parents. I ask your blessings, my mommy and my daddy. And then he went on the path of martyrdom, went on the path of martyrdom, went on the path of martyrdom. So you've got this young child who's calling his parents mom and dad. He goes to them and asks for their blessings. And then he goes on the path of martyrdom. And you've got children, little children, announcing this. This was a lesson in a summer camp of the PLO and then broadcast on their Facebook page so that the entire Palestinian youth can see this kind of indoctrination to kill themselves.
What is to be done, Itamar? Is there an answer in Israel? Is there an answer in the United States for this propaganda?
One of the things, I was just in Washington a week and a half ago, And one of the things that I talked to members of Congress about was specifically this. Again, there are two problems. The Palestinians teach their kids to kill Israeli kids, and they teach their kids to kill themselves. I decided to focus just on this one, killing themselves, teaching children, bringing children up to believe and to be told. We have one example where they're told you're just ammunition for Islam. Israeli child abuse. To tell a child that their only value is to be ammunition and to die is child abuse. And I think this is something that we can unite members of Congress and actually members of parliament around the world in creating resolutions, state of the Congress resolution, condemning Palestinian Authority child abuse by brainwashing their children to kill themselves. It is horrific. Every child in the world deserves to be brought up with a message of achievement, a message of fulfillment. And Palestinian children are being brought up with the message of kill yourself. That's the ultimate fulfillment. I get a very positive response, both from Democrats and Republicans in Congress. And I do believe that we will be having a resolution down the line where Congress and hopefully the Senate as well will literally declare the Palestinian Authority to be child abusers.
Malcolm. Can we look at the situation of the PA itself? We know that there's a huge internal power struggle. John and I have talked about this and with many guests over the months, over the years, in fact. And we saw that there were critics arrested and it's escalating all the time, and which would indicate, be indicative, I should say, of the broader social breakdown. How does that play out in terms of how do they use this as a diversion? Do they use terrorism against Israel and against Israeli civilians as an outlet to try and focus attention away from them and onto attacking Israelis and Israel?
You're absolutely correct. In fact, we've documented, that is we, Palestinian Media Watch, we've documented that some of the worst terror waves against Israel were actually the result of competition between Hamas and Fatah and the Palestinian Authority. When the Palestinian Authority sees that they're very low in the polls, and right now, by the way, Mahmoud Abbas and his party are the lowest in the polls. The last poll said Hamas would win elections in both Judea Samaria, West Bank, Gaza Strip. It would also win for the presidency, meaning Hamas would completely take over. When Abbas sees that he's this low, he absolutely needs terror. He wants not just terror. He wants to have a lot of dead Palestinians, as you're saying, so that he can redirect the anger that's aimed at the Palestinian Authority and redirect it toward Israel. So I think one of the reasons we're getting so much martyrdom promotion right now and so much terror promotion right now is because of Mahmoud Abbas's weakness.
The Security Cabinet, according to the Times of Israel, is withholding money that ordinarily would be passed to the Palestinians because that's comparable to the amount that's being paid to the mass murderers, the terrorists, and their families. Is that a corrective to the PA?
The PA claims that they call what Israel does, they call it theft. They say this is Palestinian Authority money. What Israel says is because you're giving this money to reward terrorists and to the families of suicide bombers, we have every right under international law to keep this money. You're using the money illegally and immorally, and therefore we can hold on to this money. So that's the argument. The PA wants this money to be able to pay terrorists. Israel says you can't pay this money. And by the way, Israel passed this law only after the United States passed the Taylor Force Act, which is, it's interesting that Israel felt that they hesitated to do something this strong. It was very important that Congress, and this is why it's important, Congress can take the lead sometimes and then Israel follows. And that's what happened. Congress passed the Taylor Force Act, which said that the United States can't give funding to the Palestinian Authority as long as they reward terrorists. And then Israel went and passed a similar law afterward.
Malcolm, does this matter of abusing children come up in conversation with the State Department? Did the State Department raise this on the president's trip to the Palestinian Authority?
Well, he was pressed to do it, especially in the context of pay to slay. And as you know, they continue to increase the amounts of money that they are allocating for this. So we are told that the administration has raised it. They've been verbally supportive, of course, of it. And Congress has taken measures to cut the funding. Israel as well cuts the funding to the degree that the PA, whatever money they allocate, and amounts to hundreds of millions of dollars a year that they give to the terrorists. So, but we have not seen effective action. Some European countries have cut off the funding. And now seeing that the United States started again, some of them are giving money. Mostly they say we give it for projects. The U.S. certainly gives it directly for projects, not to the government. But ultimately, as we said before, it is fungible. So it is not forcefully enough impressed upon the people. We see it we're talking about in the West Bank, even in Gaza, it's even worse, where Hamas has 500 summer camps training kids in paramilitary activities that it really defines the abuse that Itamar is rightfully bringing to the attention of the world.
Itamar Marcus is talking about something that's been going on for some time, but it's fresh now to the new administration and to the Congress. Itamar is director of Palestinian Media Watch, an Israeli NGO, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.